Welcome back to KeyMoments.0.
Are we back? No way. We're back,
dude. It has been, I feel like it's been a hot minute, but we are back here today with KeyMoments. And you guys.
No, bro, you're lagging. Neto, you're lagging. I can't deal with this lag, bro. One second. My bad, bro. The lag, it was too much for me, I think.
Well,
y'all settled in. These are new chairs,
new place.
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? The Discord was lagging. I thought I might as well just. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's all good. I mean, KeyMoments bought this. So.
Pretty successful series, yeah. I gotta say. Nano, you know, we probably have a lot of new key members, just viewers in general, from the recent Times Square marketing push we did. Our faces were all over New York City. So why don't you just tell them who we are?
We're KeyMoments.
That's all that really needs to be said.
We're Key Moments. Hey, I'm Nano. That's Dotto. We have separate YouTube channels, and then we join up on Key Moments to talk about everything.
Yeah, I mean, daily life, politics, religion, and nothing's off limits with this show. But we also talk about anime. Dragon Ball Z is one of my favorites.
Frieren?
I'm a big fan, yeah. I know a thing or two. I know a thing or two. Elves, am I right? Elves?
Dude, elves indeed, yes.
That's me. Anytime I make a World of Warcraft character or just MMO character in general, that's me. You captured
really?
Me right there. Yeah, I love elves.
Wait, so what are you in Final Fantasy 14?
They're called like...
But is it an elf-looking creature?
They got elf ears.
Man, dude. I kind of like... if we're talking WoW, though, Horde has the best.
No. I lie. The Dark Elf, bro.
The Night Elves?
Yeah,
over there?
You were trying to like...
The elves on the Horde that can be
the blood
paladins.
Elves.
Yes, those are sick.
Those are. That's where they got me. Okay, I'm not. Yeah. You got me there. Once they released blonde hair elves, I was like, damn.
Yeah, those are sick. Almost as sick as the bonus content that you can view by becoming a key member by clicking the join button on YouTube. There's a little bit of a YouTube tax, or you can go to Patreon. Click the link down below in the description.
We just
filmed a banger
bonus video.
Bonus video, and you can see our reactions. You can stay a week ahead from the public. For those of you that just want to support us, you know, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. It all helps. But being a kid member also supports. It makes things possible, like this dude.
Yeah.
Being on set right now. That's possible from key members. Shout out to members.
Okay, well, my salary isn't that high. Okay, $500,000 a year is perfectly understandable when you have the needs that I have. Yeah. So thank you. My 500K salary.
Stretching the key moments funds pretty thin.
I mean, I think it's worth it. I don't think there's a key moments without Dotto Doya, guys. I mean, you know, the team is, there's three of us.
Toasty's probably over here like, okay, hang on, wait. So you get half a mil and...
Well, half a mil, and then Toasty gets his $7.50 an hour. And
okay, maybe we should stop.
Okay, we should stop. Okay,
we should stop.
The truth is, I mean... $450. I mean, what should I lie about that? I don't know.
I haven't been paid at all yet.
Me neither. Technically, Toasty's making the big bucks. Technically, Toasty's making the big dollars.
Bro, I haven't even told you, but we owe taxes for key moments.
We've made zero money. If you can believe this, I promise we've made zero money from this so far.
So those
it's all being fed back into it.
Those selfies that Toasty posted on his yacht where he just said, so happy to be living my life. That's
pretty much key moments made that happen. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to make up for, I would say lost time, but lost wages, lost money. What are we doing for today's episode?
So here's the thing. You and I have been doing this podcast now for 6 months. You're here in person. And I thought there would be, so I built out a pod where I was going to interview you.
Okay.
But then I was like, wait.
I'm honored, first of all.
Yeah. But then I was like, I probably should answer these too. So now it's just more of a general. I'm still going to low-key kind of interview, but I'm going to also answer the questions too.
Do I get a sheet to ask you? Or are you just going to ask and then I answer and then you answer?
Maybe yeah,
you
pretty answer much. For... Yeah.
Okay.
It's all just right. Kind of like, I feel like there's probably a lot of people that either came from your side of the internet or my side and maybe don't know where, like we mention it here randomly, you know, like little tidbits. But what if we made like this catch-all episode that is just like, the Nano Dotto lore of how we got into Dragon Ball, YouTube, everything. You know?
So this is basically Key Moments episode one.
Kind of.
All that other stuff was filler. So I actually like that because in our Z Rewatch, one of our bigger series, you probably like it. If you're watching this,
if you haven't watched it, you should check it out.
And you know, we're going to be watching some Z here in a second, but basically we're saying that everything before the big beam clash was filler.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I like that. I like that. As one Z meathead to another, I think that's based.
All right. So starting things off, Dotto.
Don't give me any softball questions. Okay. Start me off.
Okay. So Trump or Biden?
What?
So who was Dotto before YouTube?
I was still me. I didn't, Dotto Doya, the name didn't exist until I needed the YouTube channel. That was the exact moment the gamer tag got brought into existence.
That's so interesting to me because like Nanogenics was my gamer tag for like almost a decade. Well, I had a real realization today of how long I've really been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I technically started when I was 24. I didn't think about that.
Okay.
And right now sitting with you, I'm 33.
You've been in the game for a while.
I feel like I started my channel when I was like not young, but now looking back, I'm like 24 was decently young, but probably like how old were you when you started your channel?
Just Dotto Doya?
Yeah.
2018, so 20.
20?
20 from 21, 21.
Wow. Okay.
21.
So it's interesting that you created Dotto Doya for YouTube. And just so it's here in this video, I think we mentioned on Key Moments, but like, how did you come up with the name? Just you got
to
guess.
I think we have told the story, but I just, because people think it means, I don't know what about, because nobody's ever thought any of my other gamer tags meant something.
I thought it meant something.
Coincidentally, it literally means nothing. It was the video, somebody posted a really good video of just like Google Translate singing beats and like making songs, and they did a bunch of dots, put it to Japanese, and I went, dotto, 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 and then that's where the B came.
I forgot
and
about that part.
I was like, I heard that and I was just like, that sounds good. My ear likes that dotto part. But it was two T's. I was like, let me cut a T. That's gross. I don't need T's.
There's a Destiny streamer that is just, maybe he goes by Dotto. It's D-A-T-T-O, I think.
Oh, that's pretty, I mean, I like that
to
name.
To me, I would see that and think Dotto.
D-A-T-T-O. I mean, that's still good. I just cut one of the T's because I was thinking Dotto by itself. I have a lot of, when I think of names, I like four. I like Nano, Janix, or you can shorten it down to like rhyme style. I'm using people we know, like C Reacts. Like, I think it's got to be pretty Afro send you. You know, four just kind of sounds good. Four or two.
Dion's name is interesting because there's no, like, you don't call him C.
No, there's no really shortening down. That's why he kind of got stuck with just Dion is his nickname, basically.
Yeah.
His real birth name.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think when you're
putting him on blast like that.
Yeah, I'm okay with doxing him here. I did bring a social security card just.
Oh, okay.
Because the guy at the gate,
that's
the guy at the gate really doesn't like me. I crashed my McLaren into I'll tell you about off pocket. So I brought Dion's pick, whatever. So basically, I think it feels good to have a flow. I'm not saying there's a science behind it. See, your reacts is three, and I think that still works.
I was just saying you wouldn't short his. Like,
yeah, you wouldn't short. You
most
wouldn't
people don't call me Nanogenics. They just Nano.
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 Exactly. Or Genix.
I don't ever. Like, if I call you Dotto Doya, it's for like a
bit, like a government name bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But Doya is still where you can break it however you want. So I was like, let me add something. I literally, to show how little it means nothing. I literally went Dotto Doya, Dotto Doya, Dotto Doya. Okay. And then I wrote that down. I just wrote it. And that's
bro,
it.
Bro was just itching to make fighters videos.
Yeah, pretty much. That's my actual lore. I don't know if that's going to be a question, but literally I just wanted to make Dragon Ball Fighters videos. I mean, I like YouTube. I've made YouTube videos on channels that are long defunct, but that the videos are still up. I could technically pull those up, but I don't want to do that. But I've always liked Dragon Ball. I really liked Fighters because it was exactly what I wanted from a video game. Still the best thing gaming's ever done. But no, after that, I mean, I was talking to my friends. And they were like, shut up. This is the eighth conversation in a row you talked about this. I was like, you right. Let me start a YouTube channel. And that was it. And then I did. And then I made Fighters videos.
Man. Yeah. No, I had Nanogenics. I mean, that was like my league name in 2012. And it was my Xbox gamer tag in like 2010, I think. I changed to that sometime around the time Crysis came out.
Because Nano, yeah, we
it's nanogenetics. The original name for me was nanogenic, but like I didn't like the C at the end, so I changed it to an X.
Because it didn't flow. It sounds too harsh, which you can sell, but I think, you know, the flow is nice.
Yeah. So that's literally, I also don't have that much of an interesting story. That's just the name. I have something behind the name because it was like Crysis was so cool. So
that's dude, Crysis.
Dude, because it
Crysis
is.
Crysis 2 was, especially for somebody like you, because Crysis's like whole appeal as a series was that it was pushing the PCs. Boundary. It was pushing PCs. So I can see how you were probably like, oh my gosh.
Maximum strength.
Oh my gosh, my PC can run Crysis.
Well, my PC couldn't run Crysis.
You weren't quite there yet.
I just had like a Best Buy PC with like a...
I definitely tried, by the way. I had a laptop.
I played it at like 15 frames. Yeah.
That was me. I had a laptop. I was like, let's see. I did not see much. It was like 10 frames a second.
Yeah.
I was crashing. But that's the thing is I wonder if Crysis is like enjoyable going back to. Because literally my whole like knowledge of Crysis was
like it.
It's pushing boundaries visually.
It still looks insane. Crysis 3 still looks insane.
It was one of those games where like I noticed for the first time that they were like adding like droplets of water to like the screen when you would like get wet or stuff like that. Or when you'd go invisible, it looked really cool.
I don't know. I really vibed with that game. I really liked 1, 2, and 3. I played all 3.
Damn. Big fan of the series?
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. I've played 3 twice, and I rarely play games more than once.
Okay. You played it twice?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. There is something I need to go back on because I got unfinished beef with you and, well, I don't know if you were there necessarily, but when I started Fighters, obviously, you know, I'm working at KFC, you know, I don't really got ties into the industry like that. But a group of people played Fighters pretty early.
Uh-huh.
Were you part of that group?
I was.
The streets were not kind to you guys. The FGC streets?
No.
They were not. But you know who was?
You?
This guy. Yeah, I was a little white knight, you know, Discord moderator. You know, I probably put on 50 pounds that day defending you guys.
Wait, so hang on. So if I go look at my old Fighters content, is there
probably see tweets of me glazing you guys. And not even just glazing, I was taking down other people. They were like, these guys don't know how to play. I'm like, the game's new. And they're more entertaining than you. I was like, leave him alone.
No, I meant like if I go to the video, did you comment on any of the videos?
No.
Could we find a comment from?
Probably.
But hang on. Did Dada Doye exist when those videos dropped? Or was that made in between those videos dropping and Fighters releasing in January? Because we filmed in July or June of 2017, and then the game dropped in.
Technically, I did the ultimate YouTube sin, which I wouldn't advise anybody to do, but like the beta came out. And like beta footage, and I would make videos even if I couldn't play. Like I would just take other people's gameplay and like commentate over them. I'm not like I was hiding it. I would let people know where the gameplay was from, but I was like,
is this on Dada Doye right now?
Yeah, it's my first video. It's like me breaking down other people's gameplay. And then I played in the beta, and then while the beta was coming out, what do you think I would have made my content when the beta stopped coming out and then the real game released?
What do you mean?
Like what kind of content should I have done to fill that time? Where I couldn't play the game, there was no new footage on the game, and the game was coming out in like 2 months.
Wow. Nowadays I would just say probably play like old DB games in the meantime.
Yeah, just anything, anything. My answer was I went on hiatus. I didn't upload.
Oh, well. You didn't upload.
I had a video do really well, and then for me it was like 1,000 views, but that's crazy. And then I was like,
Looks like my thumbnail.
You know, I'm not above stealing, and I'm not saying I did, but I'm not above stealing for sure.
Oh, but this wasn't me though. This was actually the beta.
Yeah, it was super beta.
Huh. That's so interesting. Yeah, I was in like the group that got to go out, and yeah, I'm awful at fighting games. Still terrible at fighting games. I was just there because
it's Dragon fun. Ball. It's Dragon Ball. I don't think it was that serious. You know,
it wasn't.
That's why. And like some of those clips went really viral. Like Rhymes hit. Like he was just spamming A, like key blast, so he countered back and forth on the Frieza, who the Frieza was also just mashing. I don't know if the Frieza was a player or a computer. They were, basically it was two people mashing, but it looked cool because Fighters is that cool. But it was like Rhyme mashing A.
Bro glaze Fighters at any
Frieza's
at any
mashing
point
L.
Possibly can.
Hit goes so back crazy. And forth. It's a famous shit. If you look up Dragon Ball Fighters, it's still probably one of the most like Twitter recommends GIFs. But no, I was like, that mash off did more for the game than, you know, people on Twitter like, did you guys even check for wall combos? Like, we're all really interested if Frieza's 5H wall splats. Like, I know we are, but like, Tyler, aka Nanogenix, isn't going to buy the game if Frieza's 5H wall splats. You know, he's going to buy the game if Frieza goes, you moron, before firing the beam in the dramatic finish.
Man, dude. God, take me back.
That game was so good, dude.
I'm so excited for like the ramp up to Sparking Zero.
You know what I really appreciate about Sparking Zero? We're on question one, aren't we?
We are.
What I really like about Sparking Zero is that they brought V-Jump hype back, bro. They're revealing stuff through V-Jumps. That hasn't been the
thing in a long time.
Well,
the mobile games don't do it because of the leaks.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if eventually, they probably won't do it because they want as many people to know about Sparking Zero as possible. But they definitely stopped doing it literally for the leaks.
Yeah. I just think it's sad because while it was technically leaks, it's like, still cool. I don't know. It's still sick. I don't know. I feel like V-Jump is like a perfect thing to have leak for everybody involved other than the people that only make money off the sales of the physical V-Jump.
Yeah.
Because it's just a paper anyway. You're printing the paper for people to see it.
I would like some V-Jumps, honestly, like just to have like physically.
They are really cool. I looked at a few. My worst habit is when I'm just very, very tired, I can't sleep. Sometimes I open eBay and just look for Dragon Ball collectibles. And V-Jumps, the thing is, they feature literally all the coolest stuff. This one had a sealed like Goku cover, Naruto cover. And then on the back, it was Yu-Gi-Oh! And I was like,
did you buy it?
No, it's very expensive. We owe taxes on key moments and we have $0.
Yeah, dude, when they hit me with a tax bill on this, I was like, wait, what? Dude,
tell them that our earnings were
like in the
zero,
negative?
Yeah. Yeah. That we're running negative.
You know?
This is actually our one chance to maybe get Uncle Sam to slide us a few dollars. And maybe, you know, we talked about maybe getting some drinks after this. We can't do that now.
It's probably not happening to me.
We can't do that now. It's, we got nothing.
All right. So next question was, what got you into Dragon Ball Z?
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. I just basically watched it in the 90s. It was actually specifically my mother. My mother was like, you should watch this. I've heard that it's cool. And so I watched it in the house I was growing up in when I was like 6 or 7, which we have now learned that what I was watching was definitely Ocean Dub.
Which is pretty crazy.
Which is really crazy. But then
they apparently, like, every time I hear about the Ocean Dub, I always assume it was a thing that happened for like 7 weeks. But they dubbed it pretty far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it got pretty far.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely. And the other thing, too, that I discovered recently and I texted you about, I think we talked about on this podcast a little bit, was like they had different title cards and stuff, too.
That's sick.
They had different title cards from what we're seeing right now.
Is there any way to that's like buy and
Ocean
watch
Dub?
The Ocean Dub?
I don't know. That's a great. I've not looked into that because it's not something I've like been interested in, but I'm kind of like kind of interested in it.
I am grateful it happened, not to talk down on the Ocean Dub's work, but just the characters' voices are so iconic to me that we have now. But I'm shocked because that would be like if I watched Sean Schemmel's Goku for like my whole life and then random they were like, actually, Terry's Goku now. It's like, what?
You know, something that is interesting, though, is that they dubbed what we're watching right now post Majin Buu saga. And not to bring this back to that conversation, but do you feel like what we're watching sounds as good as it does? It feel like they're post Majin Buu saga performances to you? Because I don't.
I don't. The thing is, well, now with Goku, kind of, because I was watching the Dragon boxes because the whole like discussion of like the dub versus sub. And I really wanted to see like, and one, I still stand by the fact that I really like the way the dub characters go about some scenes, even though they do add corny lines. I think it sometimes it's pretty cool. But Sean's Goku, and I feel free saying this because I genuinely mean like his voice is so iconic. He'd pay him $1 million a year to do Goku, but he was getting acted circles around, at least in the box that I was watching. He was like, hey, stop, don't do that. And Vegeta was like, apparently somebody said that maybe Vegeta had his redub lines and Goku didn't, but that Goku was a little, it was raw. It was rusty. It was raw. It definitely was not.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Years of practice. This one, like
okay, I guess that is fair. But maybe I'm comparing it to like some of his stuff. I don't know. Maybe it's not fair to compare
his Goku to on the Dragon Box in some scenes. It's not all scenes, but in some scenes where he's just like talking, sounds like somebody trying to impersonate Sean Schemmel's Goku.
Interesting.
It was like pretty like it was just when he's like talking to Vegeta. He was like, I don't think that's very nice, Vegeta. I was like, okay. I don't think you would have said it like that, but all right. Okay. But he's really good now. So, you know, no offense to him. In fact, it's more props. Like, that's kind of crazy.
So, okay. So did you get in? I think I know the answer to this because I obviously there is a bit of an age gap between us enough for this to make a difference. Do you think what you watch was Ocean Dub?
Hell no. I don't know. No way. No way.
So, okay. So for me, I got into it because it was literally airing on Cartoon Network and it just made sense for me to have watched it. So how did you get into Z?
I don't know.
And did you watch Z before or after Naruto?
Before. The first time I watched it, I know for a fact this is the first time I watched it because this is why I like Krillin. Because I've said this story before a million times, but an explosion happens. Boom. Metal walls fly down. Krillin comes dashing through. I think he might be flying or something. We've seen this scene and I've since forgotten about it again. But I saw that and I literally have never seen anything so like cool.
Oh, you're talking about the Android Saga? Is that what you're talking about right now?
I think so. Yeah. Where they're blowing up like the lab.
Okay. Okay.
And I've never seen anything so cool. It was the first thing I saw that immediately I was like, this dude must be the main character of this show. Because obviously to do this, he's got to be the main character. And I think that's what made me like him so much is that's just my first, like I was like how ducks are when they hatch out of the egg.
So was this a YouTube clip or was this on actual TV?
It was on a TV. It's because it was probably because my cousin like was older and that dude basically just, everything that he liked got transferred onto me. Like he played me in Third Strike. He was actually kind of a dickhead to be honest, he played the cheapest characters in Marvel vs. Capcom and in Third Strike. But he put on some Dragon Ball Z and I was like, that's pretty good. I would say what cemented it though was probably the games. Like the games didn't ever really give me it. Like I watched it. I loved the show. But I probably could have forgotten about it and moved on with the drought if it wasn't for
the games.
The games being so fun. And I'm just like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the games were obviously a big portion of my like wanting to continue to care about Z. Okay, so with that in mind, what is your favorite anime that's not Dragon Ball related?
Naruto.
Damn, that was fast.
Or, I mean, I'm just going to give you four because it's pretty much all I got. I know we've done like a top 10 anime.
Yeah. But I just wanted to have
you'll have to go back and check me on this. But Dragon Ball Naruto will always have any branch of those. Always going to have a leg up just because.
It's kind of like the tier list we did last week. Those are in the God tier. And then tier list starts.
They're burned into my brain and it's not fair and it will never be fair. And same. It's just, that's the way it is.
That's how I am with Dragon Ball, yeah.
But Attack on Titan, that's just really good. That one had no bonding. I was just like, nice. Hunter x Hunter surprised me. I watched episode one. I was like, this is some ass. 6 month break. I watched episode two. I watched the rest of the series in 1 week after I watched episode two. I was addicted for some reason.
Two was that much better than one?
No, it was just, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just, because one is, it's very like childlike and then it becomes very not childlike, but it starts like, you know, Gon's in the forest. He's fishing. He's pulling up crazy things.
About Hunter x Hunter.
It's wild. I was like, okay, I'm locked in. I watched it all the way to the end.
I was about to ask you, but then I remembered you can't answer this. I was about to say, how is it compared to Yu Yu Hakusho? But you've never watched Yu Yu Hakusho.
I don't know about anything about Yu Yu Hakusho.
That's so wild.
It's just, you know, I've just never watched it. There's never been a real need to go watch it. Because some of the character designs are just, character design is a big thing for me. Some characters in Yu Yu Hakusho built a little freaky for me.
What?
Like the one guy that has like football shoulder pads, but in his skin kind of vibe. They stick out.
It's just a power up.
Just didn't hit for me, man. It looks weird. It looks like he's in physical pain. I don't know how to put like.
I don't know. I always thought he looked cool. I think for me, it would. I mean, not to copy you, but Attack on Titan is like.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's just so that or what's behind me right now, Cowboy Bebop. That's a pretty solid one.
That's pretty good too. I own that one on Blu-ray.
Me too.
It's yeah. So I like that one. What else was I gonna say? Attack on Titan, Hunter Hunter.
You said four.
So yeah, I guess.
But I guess Naruto and Dragon Ball counted for two of those, and then Hunter and
those two. Those two I would say are ones that like really impressed me with how locked in I was. Because Attack on Titan was pretty bad. I was like a monthly reader, not even just a monthly reader.
I never succumbed to the manga,
which I'm impressed by because this was another anime discussion on Twitter that people were getting into. But it's like what popularized anime? What finally broke the stigma? Made it that super popular?
I saw you fighting the good fight.
People put out MHA, and I had to drop a little hot take, but. Then somebody brought up like, no, Attack on Titan did it. And I think it was breaking that boundary. But that break from season one to season two, forget about it. If that happened in today's, I mean, it was already in an era of the internet. But if that happened in today's climate, by the time season two came out.
Imagine JJK season three taking 4 years.
People wouldn't. It would season three would come out and people would go, what? Jujutsu Kaisen? What is that? I don't even remember that.
We moved on, man.
Like, it was such a crazy way. I have no idea how you held out. And that's why anytime anybody would be like, because I would talk to people about the manga and how much I loved it. They're like, oh, should I give in and read? And I was like, you didn't give in and read for 4 years of nothing and you're going to give in and read now? No, why would you waste it now?
Yeah, I was just busy living life, man.
That's crazy. I was not.
When I watched Attack on Titan, that was when I just moved out. I got engaged. It's my first time ever living like not with my mom, and I got engaged, and I had my first like job that wasn't like retail type job. I don't know. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. Filled up your 4 years.
So like, and then I got super serious into like lifting. I don't know. I don't know. That's life just passed.
That's crazy.
And next thing you know, I was watching season two. I didn't watch season two when it aired. I didn't watch it until 2018.
I didn't watch season two when it aired either I think I did. But I didn't do it all at once. I was like, I'll get
season,
to it later.
Season two is right here, right now, right? That's not season three, is it? That's season two.
What is right here, right now? What do you mean by that?
Right here, right now?
Oh, is it?
I think it is. I think it is season two.
I think the big defining moment for season two for me was just the opening with that one dude just getting eaten alive. That was brutal.
I don't remember that.
It's like he was like a background kind of character, kind of. But he like it's the first.
It's definitely season two.
It's when the ape talks, like the Beast Titan. He like talks for the first time, and then just like the mind break of that happening.
God, dude, I want to go back and rewatch that show so bad and just like notice things now that you know. And plus, it's like it's not long. It's like 90 episodes.
No,
it's
you
like,
could probably watch it really fast. I want to reread it. The thing about the wait was so long. I never rewatch anything other than Dragon Ball Z. But
I love that people said that lately. And yeah, it's like, well, Z.
But I don't rewatch stuff. The wait was so long that I watched Attack on Titan, and then I rewatched it again, like right away because I watched it sporadically, and then I wanted to watch it one chunk, and then I rewatched it another time, and then I was like, okay, I have to read the manga. Like I'm cooked. I'm just thinking about this now, and then I guess we can move on or talk about whatever you want to talk about. The wait for Attack on Titan actually saved their ass, because hardcore fans always talked about how casuals were going to bring this up, but they never did, because at the end of season one, do you remember Eren gets like a rage power-up looking thing? His Titan starts burning.
Yes.
Like it's on fire. Every hardcore fan was like, you know, the casuals are going to really wonder where that's filler, but that's just like for to make it a bigger finale.
They made a Funko Pop out of that, by the way.
I didn't even know that.
Rage mode. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So people were like, you know, casuals are going to really bring that up. When that doesn't show up throughout the rest of the show, they're going to bring up that one piece of filler. Nobody brought it up. And I think it's because every casual person just forgot that happened.
Definitely did forget about that.
And it's crazy because I was already making fan theories for how they were going to cover it up. You know, like Titan Steam is hot. I was like, maybe they'll just work that in somewhere. People just didn't even remember. It's like, who cares? I thought that was crazy.
You were doing theories over here, like, even back then?
Yeah, dude, it got bad. It got really bad, especially when Marley started happening. Like, when they go over there,
uh-huh.
That was so sick. That was the best time to do theories, man, because anything was possible.
A part of me wishes I would have just read it so I could have joined in on the
That was probably when it was the most worth it, like when... Reiner walks downstairs. He's all happy, and it's just Eren.
Ah.
It's like, hey, it's like, That was crazy. Some of the month drops, it's like, no wonder I ended up where I was. Like, literally, I was on YouTube sorting by new, typing in chapter, newest chapter, fan theory. I was looking at other people's fan theories because I just wanted to hear it. I was like, oh, I just need to hear these ideas.
So when are we doing our Attack on Titan rewatch?
That's crazy. That's the Attack on Titan, the Z rewatch was like, no, don't, do not.
Especially if it's... Well, guys, we're back.
Stop.
We just got to the Marley arc.
It's not
guys,
funny.
Guys, we're still just in Namek, man. We're at the beginning of Namek. Please just go back to Dragon
guys,
Ball.
Guys, welcome to Namek. Guys, please. Guys, Nappa. No,
I am excited to dive back into the rewatch for real, for real. Okay, so moving on.
Yeah, we're already at almost 40 minutes. We got to pick this up.
So let's go back to Dragon Ball for a second.
Just 1 second.
Yeah. Well, a few more, but I was just curious, like what you would answer is like your favorite anime besides Dragon Ball. But, would you rather us do what we've been doing, which is just getting movies, very high quality movies, but movies, or would you rather get the anime?
The anime.
And then second question to that is, would you rather the anime go back to the way it was, where we're getting it weekly, or would you rather it be seasonal?
Seasonal.
Yeah. Same.
I feel like it's a bit of a... kind of a bit of a dueling points here, because the reason I'd prefer the series,
were you gonna say Catch 22 or
that's a pretty good way to describe it. The reason I want the series over the movie is I'd rather have more
consistent
than less. Yeah. But the reason I'd rather have seasonal is because, you know, they've shown me that they can really give us less if they want to. They've shown us that
there's that too, right? Yeah. I feel like we're gonna be sitting here a year from now, and there is going to be something looming for an actual series. I believe that.
I hope so. I mean,
we're aware of Daima, by the way. Daima is a side quest, and I'm incredibly excited to experience that side quest.
Daima is like a rich open world, like the side quest that you got to play. But it's like, yeah. I mean, side quest. It's just not continuing the main story.
I was going to make sure just to like fully give this, because I'm actually really excited about Daima, but like, we know that there's an end to it. Like, it's a very confined story. And so, presumably, there is no season 2 to Daima, I don't think.
Probably not.
I
would be shocked. We've talked about this a lot, too. I'd be shocked if it's ever mentioned again by any character outside. It's basically like a long movie.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, again, super excited to see it. I just, like, if we got into a rhythm of, like, you know, next year we're watching Moro, the year after that we're watching Granola. Like, that would be really cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yearly, we're back in rhythm and we know we're getting, you know, all of this. And last bonus question, would it bother you if they recapped?
Yes.
Would it?
A little bit. I mean, it would depend. If they're going to do it like, I think either way, I'd be like, damn.
I don't know, man. I don't think a recap would bug me too much, because both of them are really good stories. And I would presume that what happened with, I mean, I guess not that Battle of Gods is a bad story, but I would presume what we saw happen with that wouldn't happen with this, right? Like, if it comes back,
it probably wouldn't be low quality. No.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just so, maybe Broly, it's just because
Broly could be fun
recap.
Though, because like, they could explore it more. Gogeta might could go God.
Yeah.
You know, we could see more of like Vegeta and Goku as gods. Like, they could explore the backstory a little more. Like, I don't know. They could definitely, I mean, same thing with superhero. We could have like more beast.
They could like expand on Frieza versus Broly more, I guess, during the fusion downtime.
The one thing though, I will say though, that would suck is like, let's say it comes back and it is seasonal and like Broly is just an entire season. And like, we have to wait another year for superhero.
What it would be for sure. And then we'd have to wait a year for superhero. I don't think I want that. I think that would just piss me off.
By the time it'd be caught up to the manga, like, I'd be like 40, like unironically.
Yes. Can you imagine Twitter though, when we finally get new content, like, oh my God, yes.
Will Twitter even exist at this point? Like, Elon is apparently charging people now to like tweet.
Well, I'm actually just glad that we're still a part of the people that still call it Twitter, because I thought we all agreed that we were just going to keep calling it Twitter.
I'm seeing people see it.
The more and more people I see say X, I'm just like,
I call it posts instead of tweets.
Shut up. I'm going to say it. I don't like you. I just, for some reason, that's like, when people say that, I'm just like, me and that person could never be friends.
Dude, I can't call it X. I refuse. I just can't.
And this is not even like how it's, for some reason, it's just Twitter. I don't know. It'd be like if I bought, I don't even know how to describe it. It'd be like if I don't know. It's just something that people use every day. Yes. It's like, it's become
probably less and less people, but yes.
Well, yeah, but like the app is like, it's kind of created its own culture. It has a name brand. It's just, it'd be like if I bought twitch.tv and I said, actually, I think we're just going to call it Doya TV. That's what I want to call it. And I have the rights. So you guys call it what you want, but when you search, it's going to be Doya TV. Remember that. Twitch TV will redirect back to Doya TV.
Do you own Doya.tv?
So please don't take that from me, because if I want Twitch, I want to be able to buy.
Dotto is so pissed off at me right now. He's like, why?
Please don't buy that from me.
Why'd you do this? All right, so moving on then. First Dragon Ball Z game.
I don't even know, man. Like, damn, I don't know. Probably, honestly, no. I was going to say Flash game, but I'll just go probably Budokai 1. Maybe Budokai 2.
Yeah, Budokai 1 for me. I definitely think I played Final Bout at my neighbor's house, but I wouldn't hardly count the little time I got with that. So
yeah,
it'd be Budokai 1 for me.
I have no idea which game I put a lot of time in. Some of my earliest memories of playing a lot, though, were just on random Flash games of Dragon Ball.
Yeah, those
I played a lot of random
those definitely
Dragon Ball Flash
made
games.
Their rounds for sure. Okay, so what would be your favorite Dragon Ball Z game? Would it be FighterZ?
Yeah, it's my favorite video game of all time.
Okay, so
probably my favorite creation of mankind.
Okay, so then let's take a step back. What would be, if you can't say FighterZ, what is like that game that got you into fighting games? That like started the love for fighting games?
Probably.
Is it Third Strike, like you said?
It was probably Third Strike or Third Strike, MVC2. I know those are basic answers, but the reason they're basic is just because, I mean, I would play before then, but I didn't really understand what was going on. I was just button mashing. But when my cousin beat the shit out of me on those games, I was like, I wish I knew these a little better so that I wouldn't get my ass beat so often. Because I was just getting blown out. So yeah, probably those two. And then Street Fighter 4 was kind of cool. Street Fighter 5 was not really cool.
That is definitely more of a Dotto question, because I like fighting games, but I mean, if you've ever seen me play one, I'm not like I've never been big into them. I would say my favorite fighting game besides FighterZ would be MVC3.
Yeah.
I like 3 so much. I bought that game on the Vita. I bought that game on my PS3. Like I loved 3 a lot. And then my favorite Dragon Ball Z game is Budokai 3. Ryan always gives me shit for saying 3 because he says Infinite World's just the better version of 3. But like, I just liked 3. I don't know.
I do like Infinite World more, so I can't jump in on that. But I mean, if that's your favorite, that's just your favorite.
Also the OST of Budokai 3, which is just literally all tracks that were
I was going to say, stolen. I was going to ask her, though, but let's be real. That motherfucker could plagiarize some songs, though. And honestly, they were like a little unique. Like they had that. I always thought they had like that Dragon Ball. They had a Dragon Ball like aesthetic.
Yeah, they did.
I like that.
For sure.
The copyright laws should change, because if that's copyright infringement, then I don't want to not infringe.
What would be your dream Dragon Ball game?
Dragon Ball FighterZ 2.
Damn. Okay. My answer would be either like a Devil May Cry style game, like really well made. Hack and slash, let Trunks be like the main guy or something. I think that would be really, really cool. We've never really done anything like that unless I'm like...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Or, and this is like crazy, but I asked for this and I ended up kind of getting it with Pokemon, but unfortunately they never gave us a PC client. But back in the day when I would put an ungodly amount of hours into League, I would just ask for a MOBA.
Oh,
and we would talk about a MOBA Pokemon game or a MOBA Dragon Ball game. And they gave us Pokemon, just give us a PC client. I do not want to play that game on Switch.
No, I don't. And also make the Pokemon evolve slower. That was always my thing, but it's kind of a quick game.
It's meant to be fast, but yeah, I wish it. The thing I like about League, the thing I loathe about League maybe, is that the games do go long. And like, I like that. I don't know. That's like, the pacing of League is great. I want that pacing.
The power spikes feel really good.
Or closer to that pacing. for a Dragon Ball game.
Yeah. Maybe like at least like you can half it.
Like a 20-minute match.
20-minute matches should be like standard.
Yes.
30-minute matches should be like, that's the longest.
Yeah, like you're pushing it.
Yeah.
Because like league matches on average are what, probably 30. If you've got like good team versus good team, they're like
at least 25 to 30, and then like
sometimes can go.
They can go for.
Back in the day, they can go. There's been some item changes. Back in the day, this is pretty common for a league match to go for 40 minutes.
I would say 40 minutes was average back in the day.
Yeah.
And I know because I've had some horror stories where 80-minute matches, both teams are trying.
Yes.
And those are ass.
Back and back and back and back.
I think at around the 65-minute mark, you start losing people mentally.
Yeah.
At 80 minutes, I was cooked.
Do you still play at all?
I still play, but not like...
You looking at that fly?
Yeah.
We got a fly.
First special guest appearance?
What would be yours? Dream Dragon Ball game. You can have anything. I mean, because the thing is, we got card game now.
If you're gonna pull my arm here, I would say the MOBA 2. That's an interesting thing that could be really fun and could be unique, and I'd like that.
Did you like Legacy Goku? Are you a Legacy Goku guy?
Nah, I don't really like RPGs that much. I mean, I think it's cool. It's interesting, but I'm gonna be real here. This is a hot take, and I think you're gonna disagree. They need to stop with all these fancy new genres. They need to go back to just fighting games all the time because it's a fighting show. Ain't nobody want to sit here, read about nothing, like hit some button presses, nothing. You know, DMC, that's great. That's cool. It's interesting.
Oh, so you agree with my DMC?
It's interesting. You know, I'd give it a...
And a MOBA is action too.
No, MOBAs are good. I think MOBAs is interesting because you're competing with people.
So you want it to be, if it's going to be a Dragon Ball game, you want some level of competitiveness to it.
Competition doesn't even have to be online, but at least locally, you should be competing with something or competing against somebody.
Okay.
Like if you're just like.
Bro, I was about to say.
Bro is illiterate. I do not be reading.
You know, like the whole like going back to the 2.5D or like the pixelated 3D rendered games like Octopath Traveler and stuff like that. I want that, but for Legacy of Goku, I think it'd be so damn cool.
The visuals would be cool, but I'm snoozing.
Okay. So I got a few more and then we're going to do rapid fire.
Okay.
So you can add one character to Fighters. Who's it going to be?
Beast Gohan. Was that not the rapid fire? Beast Gohan, Orange Piccolo, the Gammas.
It wasn't. I love it. All right. Dream developer to make a Dragon Ball game. Anybody can make a Dragon Ball game. Who are you handing it over to?
I don't really have one. Do you?
What? Well, first off, if we're going to get a MOBA, just give it to Riot. I know people can like have their qualms with Riot all they want. I'm actually very excited for 2XKO. God.
Great name.
Anyway, but like, I don't know, dude. I think it'd be really cool to see. I'm such a PlayStation head, but like, I think it'd be so cool to see like a first party studio get to like have their take on a
Dragon Ball by Naughty Dog.
On a Dragon Ball game. Dude, that would be... Dude, imagine like a future Trunks arc 10 to 15 hour game made by Naughty Dog.
That'd be cool. I guess, yeah.
That'd be sick as shit.
I'd tune in. I'd watch a Let's Play or two. I probably would play it.
Dude, it would be so, it'd be so good. I would love to hear some of you guys. Like, what would be like a developer that you love? You can hand them the Dragon Ball IP and they can make whatever they want with it. What would you want, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I
wish the Dragon Ball MMO was something we could play.
Actually, all right. No. Now, MMO. Dragon Ball Online should come back. That would be awesome. Find a developer for that. That's actually my answer. You're right. I forgot about Dragon Ball Online.
Give me, I know you're a big 14 guy, but like Guild Wars 2 has really good movement. And I feel like the Guild Arena Net, I feel like they could dev like a really good Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball Online is so cool still.
Did you play WildStar?
I did. WildStar. I mean,
WildStar with like a Dragon Ball more centric, like, because that was, it was very actiony and very.
Yes.
That'd be.
I always thought WildStar looked a bit ugly. I know people liked it, but the action was what I played it for. Like,
yeah, no, I played it for the action. I got there. We played like a lot of PvP, like arenas or whatever it was that they had. I actually really enjoyed that game. Okay, so now moving over to like the more YouTube side of things, who is like a super big influence on you as like a creator?
I would say just everybody in our circle. You know, I look for like inner circle competition or just aesthetics. But even then, like, I don't know if I had to pick one. I just keep my eye on the ball. I keep my eye on the game. You know, what other people are doing, I like to see what's up.
Okay, so what about what would you say is like a foundational YouTuber though? Like someone like, as you said in our bonus,
big Let's Play conversation.
What was your wording? It wasn't retro. It was vintage.
Vintage Let's Plays. I mean, got to give it up to Game Grumps. The Let's Play is what they became, but the guys from Rooster Teeth that played games, Achievement Hunter, they were huge.
I watched Achievement Hunter, yes.
All the dudes on Machinima Respawn, more than I can name because it was just pretty much every teenager.
I watched Inside Gaming daily.
Inside Gaming, they were huge. Hutch, Mr. Stark, CNanners.
Dude, yeah. No, like so many. I actually watched, oh my gosh, he used to do Call of Duty, just vlogs now. Tom, what is his name? What's his
Syndicate?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just literally most Let's Players that inspired what I do, Urax or Nova,
I think we've talked about this. You didn't watch COD Guys, did you?
I did, just not. I never watched for the Call of Duty gameplay. So if they were more focused around how to be good at Call of Duty or...
Okay.
I mean, sometimes I did. That's why I got to thank all the Machinima Respawn guys out there because I watched a lot of Machinima Respawn. Favorite one was Ken something. He was like some old dude that honestly, he kind of was what I became, like Dotto Doi, like playing fighters. It's like, you're not very good at the game, but we'll watch you anyway. That's what he was. That's the same role he filled.
Okay,
like,
but you're good at fighters.
Compared to...
A pro, maybe not.
That's,
no,
but that's
like,
exactly what Ken was. Is he was good compared to Comet. Like, he would drop 25 kills, but he... No, he would drop like 20 kills, but they were like, Ken, when are you going to get a nuke? And he's like, I can't get a nuke. I'm not that good. And they were like, come on, Ken, get a nuke. You know, stuff like that. But he was like a family man. He was like, this is going to show how I saw age as a kid, but he was probably like 40 with a family. He's probably like 25.
I was going to say he's probably actually like 28.
He was probably like 28 with a kid. But to me, that might as well have been 45 at the time.
For me, I think it'd be like Nate Shot. And same thing too. Like as far as where I'm at right now, it's people like in our inner circle.
Yeah, like Afro, you know, I would say he does a little stuff different. Dion, Rhyme, you. Anytime one of you guys has like a really good idea or like anybody in the circle has a good idea, I'm like, damn, I should have thought of that first. But yeah, just stuff like that.
Okay, so if not Dragon Ball, what would have you wanted to blow up on?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I guess optimally it would have just been me. Just I'm that funny, like I just blow up on me. But if like series wise, like that, I could get into.
Okay, I feel like even when someone like is just them, there's still something that is like the backbone of their content, right? Like,
yeah,
I mean, most creators have like something.
I like
when it's a rainy day, that's the thing they're gonna record.
If you're like a gameplay guy, yeah, or like. A style of thing like commentary or I guess drama. I would never want to be a drama one. That would probably kill me.
Yeah.
That would kill me. Cause I think like, that's like drama is like the most, like this is just a little sidebar, but I think drama is like the number one thing where you can only wear the crown for so long. Cause you eventually become the target.
Yes.
Like you pick the ladder.
I've recently watched some of those channels like that. And I've not like, I'm like, first off, you'll notice like their views have like garnered or they go through waves where people are interested and then people aren't interested because like they get targeted. And then after they're targeted, I guess like things go down for a bit and then they'll have their comeback up, you know, but like, yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. I just would not want to do that.
It can be fun for some people. Like some people really like that, but I just know that I would crumble. Like I don't want anybody coming for me and I don't even want to go for anybody else.
No, yeah, I think if somehow that was like, the destiny of, I'm not referring to the creator destiny, but just destiny like of me to be a YouTuber was to do that. I'd have wanted to more approach it from like a new standpoint. Like I would be neutral the entire time I'm talking about it. I'm just reporting.
Appreciate when it's done like
tastefully.
Just as news and tastefully, because then it's like interesting. Plus it's like, you know, like sometimes the internet can just blow stories up like crazy. Like it can get out there and like either way. But also sometimes the internet, I don't know. I just saw this Brother Nature thing. Do you remember he like started a fight or something? I saw this Brother Nature tweet a few days ago. This is like 7 years ago. And the top, he was like, I just met Miley Cyrus or something. Top comment was like, we'll never forget what you did. I was like, damn, dude. What like did he most do? Of the, he like started some fight. It was something corny. I think I remember it being corny, but like they still got that dude in a headlock. Like, they hate him. I was like, oh my God. But again, I don't even remember what he did. It could be like terrible.
I don't even know who that is, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, I don't really know either. I literally just remember from the Twitter incident where they all blew up on him to now. And that's why it stuck with me, as I was like, nothing changed. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay, so if you could collab with any creator, who would it be?
I'm not going to lie. I have this weird thing. I think you'll disagree with me on this, but there's some creators I like watching that I wouldn't want to collab with because I same. Like watching them.
Same.
Like, I don't want to know you, bro. Like,
same.
It sounds weird, but like, I don't want to know you. Like, I just want, you're my TV show.
Yeah.
I don't want you coming off my TV screen.
Yeah. No, I same way. 100%. I actually recently met a creator I really enjoy watching. And I was just like, very minimally talk to them because I don't know. It's just kind of like, I was just like, I don't know. Like, I didn't really want to spoil. Do you know who Seer is?
No.
You know who Seer? He's very funny.
Oh, C-Y-R?
Yes.
Oh, I've heard of the name. Yeah.
He's really cool. I got to meet him recently and we just talked super minimally. And I was just like, I just kept it real chill. I don't know how to explain it. I just was like, I want to keep you as like someone that I just want to like tune into and watch.
Yeah, just watch.
Like,
it seems weird because some people are the exact opposites. Like, I really like your content, I want to be your friend in real life. But if I really like someone's content, I'm like,
no.
Especially nowadays where I'm not gonna lie, like as time goes on, the stuff I like gets like thinner and thinner. Like, what used to be a big herd is dropped off just naturally from fall offs, from them going to do different things or me growing out of it. It's like, I got to protect this shit I got, man. Like, I don't have much shit I like no more. So like, but like the super mega guys are super funny. I always think of them. It's like, I would love to do a video with them because I think they're so funny. But then I would be like, I don't know. It's risky.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't know. That's my TV show, man.
No, I 100%. I get it. I don't know who I would answer that either. I don't know.
But
I
think Mr. Beast. That'd be probably pretty fun.
That would be honestly a ton of fun. I would love to just randomly show up in the back of one of his videos.
He seems like he would be like obviously he's got the YouTube guru thing going on. He's got the just like the challenge video kind of formula dialed in. Like, that would be a fun person to work with. And if we happen to become friends, like, I'm down. Like, but like to just collaborate on, I'm also, that's more than enough.
Imagine you go to collab with him and it's one of those where you got to be stranded somewhere. Like, it could be
leaves?
Anything, but it's just like, no, you with him. But I mean, like,
oh.
Of all the videos he's done, like the one verse $500 billion home.
I like the,
and you're the, you team up with Beast to collab and it's the one where you're stranded on an island.
I like the idea that I go to Jimmy and I'm like, that's how he does videos. He just like, do you want to be on a video? And it's just a contract that says, yes, I want to be on a video. It's like, I don't get to see the videos. Like, no, you sign. And then he immediately turns to the camera like, I'm Mr. Beast. And today we're seeing if we can survive 500,000 paintballs shot directly at it. It's like, so this isn't one of the ones where I like stay in a shopping mall and like buy stuff every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And you take some stuff away.
And like, then you take some and then I keep it. And then
yeah,
we have to get shot by 500,000 paintballs. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to be right here with you. I think I want to drop out of the video.
Yeah. No. Beast would be a fun one. That's such a definitely easy one to say.
I think it'd have to be somebody I like, but not somebody that I like actively anticipate uploads from. I guess for me.
Man, dude. I guess if I had to answer the question, I'd probably choose. Do you ever watch Cody? Cody Ko?
Yeah.
I'd probably choose him just because like I think if you watch some of my not like reading Legends reviews or some of those videos, they're definitely heavy inspired by like his content. So I think it'd be fun to do something random with him like that. And I don't think that would be like too, he's never going to see this, but like, I don't really watch his, he actually doesn't make as much content anymore. So like, it'd be fun just like do a collab with him. But.
Yeah. I wonder if other creators or other people just like viewers feel that way. Like if you met somebody, it would just purely be like a, hey, you know, how's it going? Because sometimes, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I guess it's more a thing that happens like once you do, like it sounds weird if you don't do YouTube, like oh, you're accidentally going to become friends, but you know, that shit happens.
Actually, this video sounds fire as hell. I'm probably going to be watching some Cody soon. Never mind.
Damn. Big fan.
Finance influencer cringe. okay. with Brittany Broski.
I'm trying to get on that list. I think we could do a few shorts, maybe drop like some financial advice.
Dude, anyway. All right. So I don't think I ever said my influential people, but I don't really, I mean, oh no, I did. I just don't know about foundational. That'd be like, I don't know who I watched that made me want to be like here right now. All right. We're about to get the rapid fire, but the last thing is, what's next for Nata Doya? Do you have anything that like by the end of 2024, you're like, I really hope that like I did that.
Maybe a mole. A mole is like the only thing I care about getting done and out because it's an expensive bit and I've tried and failed numerous times. I just want it done. I just want it out. And
so hang on. Is it in complete post-production or are you waiting to start recording bits for it until you have
the way I'm only
the foundation?
The let's play is going to take me 40 minutes. I'm going to get on. I'm going to play Shinobi Strikers and whatever. That's part of the bit is just, I just do a basic let's play. The hard part is getting the animation done because I have no problem. The bit of Amole is it's a shitty let's play on a game that I don't even play on the channel that often, but I do like it. And then there's an intro and then an outro. And then over the course of the videos, it got much, much bigger in production. Yako tried much harder on the edit. Crimson went crazy on the art. We had Emil coloring stuff. So it just over time ramped up. And now it's like season four. It's the final because I never want to do this shit again and not play the game. I want to play the game. I've wanted to make videos, but I don't want to make a video where I'm not progressing the story. There's an accidental storyline that takes place over the Let's Plays. One of my favorite bits is a guy that I queued up in on the first video once or twice. His name was T. He is a main character in the opening and ending. I don't know the dude. Never met him online afterwards. He probably doesn't even know he's
I thought
main.
You were gonna say the bit is that he's come back and been a recurring character, but like just happens to be online and you queue with him type
no,
shit.
No, never again we saw him. And the whole bit is like he left the village and now the final story piece is what happens. Amole has also left the village, or he joined the Akatsuki. He was like a tailed beast guy. So there's some lore going into this finale. And what we see now is that they're facing off for what seems to be a fight, but we don't know. It could go either way. And that's season four. And currently it's looking positive, Nano. It looks like Amole may just see the light of day. It's gone through numerous teams of artists, different animation teams. The Let's Play hasn't even been recorded yet. And as soon as I get the animation back, I'm just going to record it in one day, send it to Yako, and I'm going to bother Yako every day.
Until it
is out. And once it is out, I'm going to be so... Maybe I'll make some merch about it too, because I did a merch drop for Amole. I never released merch, but I did a merch drop.
That merch drop was sick. I was very impressed.
I had Yako cut together. Did you see the commercial for it?
No.
Yako got a guy to speak Japanese and cut like a Japanese anime commercial for the merch in the middle of the Amole video, purely because wouldn't it be funny if we had a commercial in the middle? And that was sick. So that's the reason the merch happened, is because we needed something to advertise.
So to answer that, and it's kind of piggybacking off of what you're talking about, I've never watched any of your Amole stuff because I'm still attempting, and I'm going to make myself do it this year. The Naruto series.
I want it to happen.
I've never watched Naruto, and I read the manga per suggestions by people who have watched and slash played the Storm games. And apparently if I at least read original Naruto, which by the way, not knowing anything about Naruto, same discussion we had last week on the podcast with the tier list, how it's not really called Z in the manga.
Yeah.
Right. Shippuden is not called Shippuden. It's just all Naruto.
Yeah.
There's no distinction. Like, at least when you're looking through it, there's no distinction. It's just, it goes from chapters. I think Naruto ends around chapter 235 to 238. Then there's some sort of, I'm assuming there's a time gap, but there's some sort of like side arc similar to JJK Zero that centers around Kakashi or something like that.
Hmm.
And then Shippuden, however you say it, starts. But it doesn't, it's not called that. So I had to like do a bunch of research to figure out how far I needed to read. So right now, I read up until the Which this was spoilers when I was talking to my chat. They're like, well, which Naruto Sasuke fight are you talking about, Nano? And I was like, oh, cool. Okay, cool. Not that it's surprising that they're probably going to fight more than once. But anyway, and I'm at the fight at the end of Naruto between the two of them. And I stopped because I'm praying to God that Storm 1 at least has that sequence animated.
It probably will. I think it does.
So, yeah, my goal is that by the time I'm sitting here a year from now, I have experienced all of Naruto through the Storm games, and that is out in the world somehow.
You've put in most of the hard work. You got through the series.
Yeah,
you...
I literally just need... So the reason why I didn't do it was because I knew I was going to go crazy on Dokkan in February. If you guys aren't familiar with my normal channel, I cover all things Dragon Ball like Dotto, but like I more of a heavy focus on the mobile games for sure. And in February is the big anniversary for one of them, and... This year, the characters were Gogeta Blue, Broly, DBS Broly, Beast Gohan, the Gammas. And so I just made a bunch of 9th anniversary content to make this playlist I called the 9th Anniversary Nanogenics Experience. And I did not want Naruto being filtered in the middle of a bunch of Dokkan content. Because I feel like that's like, Dokkan is such a deep cut of the Dragon Ball gaming sphere, you know?
Well, listen, as a Naruto fan, I think we need the Naruto.
So that is my goal for this year. And then a side goal is that I think it'd be cool to get my second channel to 100K.
Yeah, I did. Your SH figure arts popped off. So
yeah, I want a second plaque, a second 100K.
Second
plaque.
Gold? Some of us haven't even gotten our first gold.
I thought that might be one of your. I thought it might be your answer.
I mean, I would like to do that, but you know, if it happens, it happens.
It is such a weird feeling. I was talking to another person with a million, and I don't mention a sub anymore at all. I just tell them to like, I hit a million. Like, what is the...
Yeah, your battle's kind of done.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like weird. I'm still growing. It's great. Thank you guys for subbing. But like, and I want to still grow. I think...
Yeah, I think you always got to grow.
You always got to grow. But like, it's not... Like, I'd rather someone like the video. Like, if they're going to choose between subbing or liking, I'm like, just like the video. You know? like it.
Just, all right. Just like.
Rapid round. Here we go.
Go.
Favorite musical artist. I'll go. What he's thinking. Mine is Attack. They are right there, actually. That's their first album. That's a CD unopened. Boom. Attack.
I'll go Phil Collins.
Really?
He's got some good tracks. You put me on the spot. I don't know. You put me, but I like Phil Collins' music. That's an easy answer.
Okay. Favorite song of all time.
Not a big music guy. Not really a big favorites guy. Favorite song of all time.
That's so interesting to me. It's a tie between like a few things. I really like Faint from Linkin Park.
Okay.
Do you like Linkin Park at all?
Yeah, I like some of their songs. It's pretty classic.
You like it when it's synced up to
Naruto or Dragon Ball, one of those.
Yeah. I like Faint from Linkin Park. And then if not that, it's an Attack song called Catfish Soup. I don't know that one. Just... The name is so stupid because it was like in the era where you just name shit dumb shit.
Oh, but I'll go Everlong.
Really? Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I mean I don't really like Foo Fighters, but
Everlong is
pretty good because
you want to play that on Rock Band?
Yeah. I think we did last time I was here. It's just the perfect mix of like it can be badass or it can be like very somber. It's like you can put that behind any TikTok montage and it works.
Dude, if I was making music right now, I would be like aiming for shit that can be on TikTok. So that's how you blow up right now for sure.
Yeah, I would try to make like shit you'd put behind like character like montages. Yes.
Yeah. And then one bonus is the Paths theme from Attack on Titan. I love that shit. I've heard that shit so much. If YouTube did a recap type thing, man, that'd be all over. Favorite TV show of all time?
Dragon Ball Z.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably have to go Breaking Bad.
That one's pretty good. Like real people show. That one's pretty good.
Yeah. No anime.
Breaking Bad.
Damn it.
Well, I can't fight. I can't. That one's pretty good.
Favorite movie of all time.
Not really a big favorites guy, man.
This is so crazy. Inception. Inception, The Matrix, original Fast and Furious or Fast Five. Those are like my main films.
You know, I'll just say one I liked recently. The Iron Claw was pretty good.
I've not seen that yet, but I really want to see that.
It's really good. It gets a little cheesy, corny at the end, but then it kind of brings it back and it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. Well, hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast in person.
In person.
It's so crazy. Donald, do you hear the music?
I hear the jingle.
Now, if they're on audio, platforms that should leave us a rating. If they're on YouTube, they can see something. It's hovering here in the middle. They can click on it. I will see you all over there in that one.
Whoa. Can I? Do you mind?